Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, let's dive into the ultimatum, episode 7 and 8. Okay, so it is 10 days until the ultimatums are answered. And the ladies, they arrive for Alexis's bachelorette. Remember her?
Yeah, this was another reach.
First of all, they just got engaged. What? There's a bachelorette party?
And second, the next week? These are not her friends. This is a stretch. Like, come on.
This is a stretch.
Oh, yeah. Man.
They at least could have brought in some of her friends like they do on Married at First Sight.
Right. Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah.
But anyways, they're celebrating Alexis. So, Ray and Madeline, they're at the bar getting drinks. And April shouts over to them, you know, make sure my drink is a virgin. I missed my period. All loud and shit in the middle of the bar. The bartender's like, the fuck? You saw him in the background, like eyes darting.
Wait. And then she said, I'm 12 days late. I have an ultrasound soon. Why do you have an ultrasound for a 12-day-old baby?
12 days? That doesn't even sound right.
That does not sound like, no.
That's not real, right?
They don't, absolutely the fuck not. They don't even see you properly after your blood work until after 7 weeks. They tell you to go home. And they're like, okay, if you last 7 weeks, then we'll put the jelly on. But past that, go home, girl.
Ultrasound
on her flat little belly. Now when Dwayne Reed is down the street and you could go take a pregnancy test? What the hell is wrong with you?
You spent
$188 on a damn ultrasound. Girl, get the fuck on somewhere. Oh my God.
A mess. So she's, you know, saying it all loud and proud and talking about they've been back together. They've been having sex without protection, all this and that. Poor Ray. Ray's face is just like.
Because Jake is wild.
Jake is wild. Just blowing, shooting the club up.
Wait, we can't say that anymore.
We can't?
No, because of Pulse.
We can't.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry if that offended anyone.
Yeah,
that was
sorry.
That was a long thing that we would
say. It was! It's the easiest way to say it. It's the easiest metaphor.
Out here doing it raw. Just like
Raw dogging.
Yikes. So yeah, Alexis arrives. She gives her little recap. Her and Hunter have been living together.
Oh my God.
Which is really the biggest update, because this whole proposal is a farce, and this bachelorette is not real. But yeah, she's showing off her ring, and yada yada. So, they're all sitting around. Alexis obviously hasn't been here, so she wants the tea. And they basically have Ray on the spotlight the whole
time. They've pulled out more emotions from Ray than any man. This group of ladies. Yeah. It's very interesting.
They have. So they're asking her, like, if she sees herself with Jake and what's going on with you and Jake and Jake. And she won't really give a straight answer, and which is fair. April's sitting right across from her.
April, so, 12 days late, maybe pregnant. She doesn't want to bother to find out or not. Is sitting right there. Yeah.
So she's like, you know, I'm trying to be considerate of April. And she's like, I've been with Zay for 2 years. Like, I'm also not ignoring that.
Yeah.
But yeah, she obviously has strong feelings for Jake. Mm-hmm. It didn't take her no time to get very emotional. Mm-hmm. And they're all kind of just advising her, like, you know, be truthful to yourself.
Your own feelings,
trying to be considerate of April and all of that, but don't be considerate of April in lieu of your own emotions.
Yeah.
Living your truth.
Yep.
Which I think is good advice.
I think so too.
April's not your best friend. You don't know her. She ain't your sister. This ain't nothing. Like, you just met her. Right. I get it. You're trying to be considerate here.
Yeah.
But at the very end, you need to be considerate to yourself. Yeah. What do you want to do? So yeah, April doesn't like that advice. And,
of course,
like,
not.
Blows up at Alexis. Of course not. Yeah.
Yeah.
In her defense too. She blows up at Alexis and, like, storms out and leaves. Mm-hmm. Now, April and Jake, lest we forget, the last time we saw them, April was on his phone looking at booty clapping videos of Ray.
Of Ray.
Jake was pissed,
Lord,
broke the trust, he went through my phone, blah, 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 blah. So they're laying in bed together, and she's trying to be affectionate and hold his hand, and he wants, like, nothing to do with it. Mm-mm. Literally wouldn't even give her his hand.
Oh my gosh.
And, yeah. She is still talking about how she wants to show him the new her, how she learned so much about herself.
Yeah, with Colby.
And all of this. And he appreciates the conversation. They kind of get to some resolve, but he still looks very, like, check the fuck out to me.
Yeah, me too. Moment. And also, you can always tell somebody's checked out when they manage, okay, he did something wrong. He has a booty clapping video of Ray on his phone.
Straight
that
up.
Is not right. How did he turn that around to be trust against her? How did he turn that
That's
around?
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
How is she grasping for his hand and not the other way around? What the fuck? She fully just found mad videos. Of other women
at the
phone.
Club.
What the fuck?
Oh,
at the club.
God.
That's so gross.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But somehow he's turned this around.
Yeah, it's wild.
So it's 1 week till the ultimatum. All the couples board a bus. They're on a party bus going to the winery, which is cool. It's like a giant tour bus. Almost.
It was cool. I've
was
seen
cool, right?
buses like this. They go from New York to Philly to DC. It's like some luxury bus that you could take instead of taking the train or a plane that goes there.
Like a little party bus situation. Yeah, it was cool. It was like a full-on, like,
it was almost like a Sprinter, but, like, extra big,
like, big-ass couches in the front. It was really cool. So anyways, this is the first time all the couples have been together in a minute, so
mad weird,
obviously. Randall, he does admit he was excited to see Madeline.
That's wild, Randall.
Which is wild.
I look at Shanique and I look at Madeline and I'm like, Randall, what are you doing?
I know.
What is this?
Two completely different women.
So opposite. Madeline is so not afraid to look however in public. And Shanique, if she does not look right, is leaving the situation. She's exiting. Stage left.
Oh, God. So yeah, they are partying on the bus, they're drinking, they're, you know, having a good time. It's a little awkward, but everybody's drinking, you know, trying to, like, quell the awkwardness.
Yeah.
I have an ultimatum for you, friends.
Lord. Okay. What is it now?
Would you rather spend a day hanging with Crunch and one of his exes? Or have Crunch spend a day hanging with you and one of your exes?
I already know. I already know the answer to this question. Crunch and one of his exes. Absolutely. I can navigate that with much less stress. He would be stressed out, but he would just internalize and get really quiet. And that's fine with me. And this other nigga here? No way. I could never handle that. I could never handle it.
Oh, God.
No. Oh, my God. Ooh, I'm sweating now. Just think about it, girl! No, but I feel
for me, it'd be the other. Yeah, I think we can navigate certain situations. We're girls.
We're girls.
So we just turn girls to our bestie.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
We can, like, navigate it in a way that might be more awkward for Crunch and Nate / very awkward for us, I think, as well.
Yeah, it would just be a lot for me to navigate those conversations. I don't know. Ooh, so you would rather be with Nate's ex? Yeah, right.
I feel like I've learned. I know everything, but I I've learned a lot over the years with all his stories and experiences with these exes. I almost feel like I know them.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like I could very easily hang out with all three of them and be fine. I don't know if they'd be fine, but I'd be fine.
Yeah.
They sound like lovely people, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
I think I'd be fine
hanging
with them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good.
But yeah, thank God that never has to happen, because this is a reality show and only shit like this happens on TV.
Yep.
Generally. So yeah, they get to the winery. Colby is noticing Randall and Madeline kind of like
eyeing each other.
And then Colby and April are kind of vibing, very platonic. They're just like
the most friendly of friendly of friendliest.
Very friendly.
Oh my God.
But yeah, Madeline's like not having it, and she's like, you know, being very like snippy with him, and says in her interview she wants nothing to do with an engagement. So she's very just like,
you know,
turned off from Colby at this moment.
This girl,
last time we saw them, they were screaming at each other with their friends.
With the friends in public, yes.
Yeah.
That was so wild. She drives.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Crazy Madeline. She drives me nuts every other episode. Yeah. I'm ready to get married. He's just my boyfriend. I need to break up with him. And then she's putting the friends through this too. She's that friend who puts you through all that emotional turmoil. And now you got to sit there in front of the guy and be like, oh, hi, Colby. Like everything's all good. And it's not.
It's not.
Yeah, she's that girl. So true. I can't stand that shit. Oh my God. I hate that. Oof.
Her friends only know the negative of Colby.
Yep.
But then they get back together every 5 seconds and then she brings them around when she's happy. And it's like, I don't like him.
Yeah.
I fucking hate him.
Yeah.
You only tell me the bad shit. So how am I even supposed to like him?
Right.
You know what I mean? And so.
And why are you bringing him around? If you're going to do all this testing us when he's, you know, not acting right and we're supposed to be the thermometer. Right. So why are you then bringing him around when he's like your fiance? Fuck out of here. Oh, my
God. Yeah. Nothing to do with it. Later, Madeline and Colby, they're home. Madeline looks miserable. Wants nothing to do with this. Colby's living on another planet and has the nerve to say, I think we're the strongest couple. And Madeline's face is like, the fuck? In what
world? Oh my god. Oh my god.
Are you kidding? She's like, I fucking hate you right now. Like, in what world are we the strongest couple?
Oh, I need, like, those real time stamps. Like, Wednesday, March 11th, 8:32 p.m. Like, I need real time stamps with these two because I don't know how they're so opposite.
So opposite. Whew. So she calls him out. She's like, I just feel like you're seeing things so differently, and it's crazy that you think we're the strongest couple. Like, what? And he's like, well, is it because you saw Randall today? And she just, like, rolls his eyes. She's like, I ain't got nothing to do with Randall. Yeah. We're not the strongest couple. Period. Yeah. And just walks off and goes to bed.
Yep.
We're not doing this. Next, we have Randall and Shanique.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they get home, and Shanique, she just wants to get to the bottom of Randall's connection with Madeline. And this, to me, is where she's being ridiculous and immature. This was annoying.
There was no strategy behind this, Shanique. And Randall is very easy to strategize around. And we know this from when he got home with Madeline and just wanted to spill the tea the all night long, sit up there talking about people. Okay? Right. You could have done this much easier. You could have been like, did you see Ray and Jake looking at each other? You could have, like, slid it in that way.
And then
warmed him up a little bit. He need a little warm-up. He can't, you know.
Yeah. This question just came off very insecure and immature.
Yeah.
And he didn't answer it. He was like, well, Madeline doesn't matter. Why are we talking about Madeline?
Yeah.
Which is true. And he, like, refused to answer the question. And so...
I see where she's coming from. She needs that to make her decision of, yes, I want to be with Randall forever. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But the way she went about it was not right.
The way you went about it, you were not going to get an answer from him. Just off rip.
Yeah.
He's not going to answer this question.
Yeah.
So, of course, they get into it. They're going back and forth.
Oh,
and he calls her out and basically is like, how can we possibly get married?
Get married.
Like, look at us right now.
Yeah.
Like, how can we possibly get married? This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like, well, fuck the ring, and just, like, walks off, basically just chanting, fuck the ring.
Yeah.
So Randall is not being ridiculous. Like, she leaves these fights, like, he's so ridiculous. Like, this is so stupid, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, she doesn't see what she's looking like and sounding like in these conversations.
Yeah.
It's, like, not a lot of self-awareness at all.
Mm-hmm.
It comes off as just very immature, and he's right.
And selfish.
We would be ridiculous to get married.
Yeah.
Yeah. And selfish. Exactly. Next, we have Ray and Zay.
This was very unfortunate.
Yeah. So, Zay is very clear he wants to leave with Ray and tells her.
Engaged.
Tells her he wants to get engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray, who has learned a lot about herself in this year process.
She's done a lot of growing.
She has
Ray.
Grown.
She
definitely has.
Mm-hmm.
She is real with him. She's like, you know, I enjoy my space and not being vulnerable, not being pushed all the time and, you know, having all these deep ass combos and stuff, which honestly, Ray, that just comes with being mature and growing. So you need to get over that. But
does she
I see what she's saying?
Does she? Yes.
If you want to be a mature, if you want to be out here in relationships, first of all, you came here want to get married, bitch. So if you want to be out here in, let's dumb it down now to boyfriend, girlfriend. If you want to do that. Yes, there are deep conversations that must be had.
Oh,
there are moments of vulnerability that must have. You must push through. If your partner is saying, I need emotion, I need something from you.
Yeah.
You can't say, oh, I just want my space. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Then you need to be out here single in this world and
not be
trying to be post up with somebody.
I think that's what she realized. I think she just realized.
That's what she realized.
That she's just like, you know what? I'm good not being pushed. I'm good just shaking this ass and having some man record it. And maybe we go to Florida. Maybe we go to South Korea. Maybe we don't. And that's it.
And that's it.
She realized that, which is great growth from Miss Ray.
Yeah.
I appreciated that. Yes.
Yeah. So, she's like, I just don't think I need to be engaged right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a true statement.
But
it sucks because they just came around and now he wants to be engaged. So just the timing is done. And she's like, I don't need an engagement. I'm willing to keep trying out a relationship. I don't need to be engaged. And he asks why, obviously. And she's like, we just haven't been happy. We're struggling. Like, we need to have more fun. Like, we're just not in a good place. And he's like, you know, I've been trying. Like, when we're in bed having sex, don't act like you're not having fun. And she's like, I need more than that.
God, Zay.
Why, Zay? That's not it.
Zay. You can't literally look at somebody who's saying, I don't want you to ask me any deep-seated questions or push me at all mentally, physically, or emotionally, and then say, don't you have fun when we have sex? Is that enough?
No, Zay, you're worth more than that, Zay.
You
too, Zay. Exactly. Yeah,
you deserve somebody you could ask questions to, and play one of them little couples games with.
Yes, and get deep and emotional. Then yes, go have fun and have sex. But it's more than that. And she tells him so. She's like, "I need more than that."
Yeah,
and he's still trying to have the conversation, which is true because she just dropped a bomb on him. Like, I don't want to get engaged anymore. And he just came around to saying, I want to get engaged.
Yeah.
So he's trying to continue the conversation and she's just like emotionally done. She's like, I'm just tapped out. I can't do it. Like, she's totally shut down.
Yeah.
Zay is just, now he's just saying and doing too much. He says, sometimes I love you so much, I want to change everything about me just to be with you.
And she's just like, I've come down with a cold. I need some medicine.
Yeah, I need medicine. I'm going to take a nap. And then just like walks into the bathroom and leaves.
So crazy. Oh my God. I feel so sad. If somebody looked me in the face and said that, I'd be really sad about it.
If someone said, I want to change who I am to be with you.
I love you so much. I want to change everything about me to be with you.
Yeah.
After I said I want to be single. That's wild.
Yeah. That's wild.
Oh my God. That would make me so sad. Oof.
And really sad. And I'd be looking at Zay like, this is evidence of why we shouldn't be together.
Yeah.
That statement right here. We are not good for each other. I'm not good for you. You are not good for me. I don't want you to change anything about you. You just need to find somebody else.
Yep.
Will love you exactly who you are.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
Oh, next we have Randall and Shanique going to Shanique's home to go hang out with her parents. Her dad, who I thought was her brother last time.
So the fuck did I? Her little cousin or something.
Her cousin or something. That's her father?
That's her dad.
He looks like he's like 30.
Yeah.
Tops.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's crazy. He looks way younger than the mom. The mom looks young too, but he looks way younger.
Yeah.
Right?
Wild.
So they sit for dinner, and the mom's like, "All right, what's going on with you guys? Like, how are the last few weeks?" And Randall admits that he had a good time. He enjoyed his time. He did emotionally connect with Madeline. And the mom kind of gives her side of things. She does think that Randall is a really good balance for Shanique, and she does. She does really like Randall, but obviously she's Team Shanique, so she's looking out for Shanique's best interest.
Right.
But yeah, Randall kind of lets them know that, you know, we've spoken a lot about things we need to work on. That's been like the best benefit of the process is like, which I think is true. They've learned a lot about what they each as individuals need to work on, and it's been less focused on the marriage, engagement, whatever.
Yeah.
The issue is Shanique somehow always brings it back to the ring. And always brings it back to the engagement.
Yeah.
And that's what's so frustrating about her, because every other couple has at some point taken the ring off the table. It's been like, let's just think about us and what we can do best for us.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.